Utah Attorney General John Swallow was acquitted last night of all the charges against him after an investigation that has now spanned some 4 years.
And joining us live on the KSL Newsline is our former Attorney General John Swallow. And I simply can't imagine, as most of us can't, what you felt when those verdicts were read yesterday. Can you describe it for us?
Well, Amanda, thanks. In a word, grateful. We're so grateful for the process that allowed these eight individuals who were incredible people. I mean, one was a brain surgeon. I didn't know this at the time. One was a vice principal. That they put in the time to listen attentively, and they basically looked at the evidence and exonerated us. And we take that as an absolute exoneration of all the things that we've been going through as a family for the last 4 years, and we're grateful.
How tough was that, John, for the past 4 years? I mean, you would show up to court all those times and, you avoid cameras, wouldn't say anything. Now you're on the phone with us and finally able to really talk to us about what's going on, what you've been through the past 4 years. What have you been through the past 4 years?
Well, I've come to appreciate that every family goes through real tough times, and to that point in my life, we'd felt pretty fortunate not to go through real deep, severe trials. But as I've gotten to know a lot of people in my life, they've all gone through it. So it was tough, but it was something that we were able to get through with our faith, you know, our friends and our family rallying together and thousands of prayers. I want to let the people of this state know. We've run into people all over the place for a long time, and they've said, John, you're in our prayers, our family's in our prayers. And I want them to know that that made a big difference in sustaining our family through this very difficult time.
What did you want to tell us during this process that you were unable to tell us?
Well, there's a lot of things I think we wanted to say, but we had to be so careful and not say anything that might somehow hurt our ability to communicate freely and fairly in the trial process. The most important thing I wanted to say was we're innocent of this. We felt all along that this was politics and the attempt to criminalize political speech.
Good morning.
It was political, and there was just nothing we could do about it, nothing I could say about it. And I knew that our focus had to be on the trial and getting through the trial and letting peers decide whether there was evidence to convict me of any wrongdoing. And as they said last night, there just wasn't the evidence.
John, we had a chance to speak with your predecessor, Mark Shurtleff, about a half hour ago or so. He says he is now considering a civil lawsuit. Are you considering the same?
You know, honestly, we are, fortunately, my wife and I are united on this. We're forward-looking people. We haven't even discussed the possibility of a lawsuit. We are grateful today. We are taking today to rest and relax and enjoy a new sense of freedom that we haven't felt for a long time. And anything about that would be something that we'd have to think about down the road. We're forward-looking. We want to look to the future. We want to look to how we can get our family where we want it to be moving forward. And you know, I feel very grateful that we don't feel malice in our hearts. Our hearts have not been hardened through this. We are grateful. We feel blessed. We felt sustained. And we want to move forward.
I can only imagine what your attorney bill must be after what you've been through. Is that something that you now carry, John, or who pays that bill?
You know, we've been so focused on getting through the trial that I haven't put a lot of thought or any kind of real analysis into that. It has been very expensive for our family. We've been blessed to get through this, and certainly we will look to see what the laws are. And if there is a way to help remedy some of that expense, we would certainly look at that. And I think that that would be a fair thing, because we didn't ask to be in this position, and certainly we're put in this position by what we think were unjustified means. And so if that's something that's available to us, we would do that and look to how we can recoup some of those costs and expenses in a fair and legal way.
John, can you hang with us for just a second? We want to break
sure.
really quickly and get a check of traffic and weather together.
Our former Attorney General John Swallow, who was acquitted of all charges yesterday, is on the KSL Newsline with us. May I ask you, John, were you ever offered a plea agreement, and did you ever consider that?
You know, I don't want to really discuss that, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I will say, you asked me earlier, though, another question I'd like to get back to. You said, what would I like to say? What did I want to say? I really wanted to say to the people in the Attorney General's office, the great, hardworking, everyday people that I was able to serve for 4 years there as a chief deputy and then as Attorney General, that I never saw a situation while I was there that I felt was scandalous. I appreciate them so much and their hard work. I felt badly that I couldn't finish my term because of the circumstances, and I give every respect and love and appreciation to the hardworking people in that office. And one of the reasons I left was because I felt like I did not want to be a distraction to the mission of that office in a situation where I just couldn't control what was happening. And I wanted them to know that. And I want the great people of Utah to know that it was an honor and a privilege to serve them, and that I felt like I kept my oath of office and that I served them with fidelity. And I felt like this was so very unfair. And I'm grateful now, looking back, that I was able to go through this trial and have these great people on this jury who I love because they did their duty. They dug in and did the work. And I appreciate them. And I want them to know that I will always be grateful for the people who worked hard to get to the facts, get to the bottom line, and understand this case, and then who emphatically exonerated me from all these charges. That's what I wanted to say.
Will you be a lawyer in the future? Is the practice of law or even prosecution in your future?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm a lawyer. I've been working for a wonderful law firm in Utah County. I don't know if they want me to say this, but Spalding Law is a great little firm in Utah County. I've worked there for 2.5 years as a transactional lawyer for them. I'm licensed in Utah and Colorado. But I don't know what the future holds for me. Right now, we just want to enjoy a few days of rest and really think about the future for us. And we're grateful, again, for this verdict and have nothing but bright hopes and positive feelings for the future and for the great people of Utah.
Get a good night's sleep tonight, John.
Thanks so much.
John Swallow with us on the KSL Newsline. Thank you so much, former Utah Attorney General John Swallow, who was acquitted last night of all the charges against him after this four-year investigation that we followed literally minute by minute here, as everybody did on KSL News Radio.
Thank you.